From the News Center, a news focus.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers has reintroduced the Pastoral Act in Congress, which stands for Pioneering Antimicrobial Subscriptions to End Upsurging Resistance. The legislation would encourage investment in the development of drugs to address what some have called the antimicrobial resistance crisis. It also aims to improve the appropriate use and availability of antibiotics. David Hyun with the Pew Charitable Trust says
this is a problem because our antibiotic arsenal has not been able to keep pace with the emergence of antibiotic resistance that we're seeing.
The Pasture Act is creating an economic incentive for the drug development pipeline to incentivize and make sure that new antibiotics are being researched. Professor Cornelius Clancy at the University of Pittsburgh says a key component of the bill is to establish a subscription-style model for antibiotics.
So this model attempts to come up with a new way of reimbursing for antibiotics where systems will purchase access to the drugs and then they can use them as often or as little as they like.
Clancy says it takes 10 to 20 years to develop a new antibiotic for the pipeline. He adds that some new antibiotics that have been introduced and gotten to clinics over the past 20 years have almost without exception failed economically. Therefore, companies have either left or chosen not to get into the antibiotic drug development space.
And the reason that's important is we are seeing more and more resistant infections that we need new antibiotics for, and that trend is only going to increase.
Clancy emphasizes that without some sort of effort to spur antibiotic development and to improve the economic prospect for companies attempting to develop antibiotics, then the U.S. runs into the risk in the future of not having enough antibiotics against bacteria that are causing infections. I'm Danielle Smith.